sure that you're listening Monday morning for all the details on how you can get a wish granted. But this fine gentleman, Lyndon, who is on with us right now from the 15th Street Tavern, we mentioned this during our 5 at 6:55 all last week, was putting together a Mojo in the Morning menu. And Lyndon, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good morning.
We're doing great. 15th Street Tavern in recognition of Taste of Clarkston Week, you guys celebrated by donating 10% of your sales to the Mojo in the Morning Breaking and Entering Christmas Wish. And you would like to tell us about the check that you're going to be writing to our Breaking and Entering Christmas Wish this year.
Yeah, we've been excited to be a part of this year's Breaking and Entering. We've been wanting to do it for years, but especially with COVID going on, everybody's kind of going through a roller coaster every year, including us. So especially with us being a fairly new business, having to close down for a few months and kind of growing our business, we've had a great customer support and a lot of love from our customers to kind of keep us going this year. So we wanted to share that love and support with a lot of people that are in need this year.
We appreciate that. And you guys had a nice week last week. A lot of the listeners and some great people from the area came out to eat or carried out food. And how much money are you donating to Breaking and Entering Christmas?
We're going to be donating $6,500.
Oh, wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's incredible.
Wow. $6,500. Where is 15th Street Tavern?
So, located on the north end of Clarkston, just north of downtown area.
You know what? I've been there. You know that, right?
I have, yeah. We've taken a few pictures when you guys were here that one time.
And can I explain something to you? You guys have the best damn nachos I have ever had in my life.
Oh, that sounds so good right now.
And the best, because I was there just before, because remember, I came out right around St. Patrick's Day, which was crazy in itself, because then that was probably one of your last weekends, right, before they shut down restaurants for a little bit?
Yeah, we had to close down the weekend before St. Patrick's Day.
Lyndon, I'm not kidding you when I say this to you, and Spike, if you enjoy this, the best corned beef and cabbage that I have ever had in my life.
Really?
And what was it that you guys, there was an appetizer, I couldn't eat it because I have gluten, but my wife ate it. It was like egg rolls, right, or something?
We did some corned beef egg rolls, and we had a bunch of different St. Patrick's Day specials that weekend. Unfortunately, we couldn't celebrate St. Patrick's Day like we planned for our first year, but we definitely had those specials all week.
I'm going to tell you that you guys got a great place. They are, like you said, just outside of Clarkston, actually right there. Independence Township or something like that?
It is, yes.
Yeah. 15th Street Tavern, they're donating $6,500 to the Mojo in the Morning Breaking and Entering Christmas Wish. Hey, real quick, before I let you go, yesterday they announced that in Michigan, when you go into bars and restaurants, that you have to give your information, like your name and your address or phone number or whatever. What are your thoughts on that? And do you guys have to start doing that today?
That's going to be effective on Monday, but the seating restrictions are in effect immediately. So,
and what's the seating restrictions?
So we have to remain under 50%. Table sizes cannot be over six guests. But with the space that we have here, we actually built a 4,000 square foot patio during the pandemic.
Whoa!
Wow.
And we have a fully heated and all season tent that we'll be utilizing all winter time. So
that's awesome.
Great.
Yeah. So we'll be trying to keep our customers safe. We've had a lot of different add-ons during the pandemic to kind of do so. But we'll be doing our part to make sure that everybody remains safe. But still kind of keeps that same normalness that we once had, I guess.
Yeah, Lyndon, I'm going to tell you this. You guys are a little bit of a ways from my house, but not that far away. I'm going to tell Chelsea we're going to come in this weekend for dinner. I appreciate you guys so much for doing this. Listen, and if there's anything that people in the community can do, if you don't feel comfortable going into a restaurant, carry out from a restaurant. I'm sure you guys got great carry out too, right? I mean, we got to support these guys.
Yeah, we've been doing carryouts, especially with this Christmas season. We'll be selling gift cards. In addition to the breaking and entering, we'll also be doing some toy drives and fundraisers for the rest of the Christmas season. So we'll be looking forward to seeing everybody out.
Thank you, guys.
Quality people. I remember going in. It's funny because of Chelsea thinks that I go into restaurants and pray that people recognize me. Like, that's her thing that she loves. The moment I walked in, who's at the front door? Who is that? Who usually? The big dude. Big guy.
Oh, that was me, I think.
Was that you? And
yeah.
you said something right away, and Chelsea goes, you happy now? Like, it was one of those type of things. And then I said to Chelsea, I go, why do you think that all the time? Well, we go in, and your staff is like beautiful girls that are in there. Spike, you would love this
I'm
place.
In.
And Chelsea was convinced, because I said to her, I go, let's try this. Our friends, the Hoax, go all the time, and they came out there with us. And Chelsea was convinced I planted this whole thing. Are you you're Chaldean, right, Lyndon?
No, I'm Albanian.
You're Albanian. I'm sorry. Yeah. So you're Albanian. And I hang out with a lot of Chaldeans and Albanians and stuff. And so she's convinced that I like have like this little secret thing where I go to places and just try to get recognized. And it's not the case. So it's the first time
because everybody on our staff was.
What's that? Oh, he was about to say something really nice about me.
Yeah.
And he went away. Lyndon, thank you so much. Lyndon, 15th Street Tavern, $6,500 donation to Breaking and Entering Christmas Wish.